Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
New research from the UK shows that more than half of Britons, around 54%, would like to meet new people, but a third of them admit they have no idea how to strike up a conversation with a stranger. From weather to sport or celebrity gossip or politics, whatever the case may be, what is the skill to being a confident small talker and being able to take the plunge and talk to someone you don't know? I'm joined now by an expert in this, behavioural psychologist and changeable.ie, Pádraig Walsh. I nearly got that wrong, Pádraig. You're very welcome to the programme, changeable.ie. So this is very difficult for an awful lot of people, isn't it?
This can be. I think it's really telling, and I think those findings from the UK could perhaps be mapped on to what we have in Ireland as well. It can be very difficult. That this situation where we would like to meet new people, but we feel that there's a cultural stigma around talking to strangers. And oftentimes, I think we've entered into the realm of pre-arranged spontaneity, that a lot of the time, it's very difficult to strike up a conversation with strangers because most of our lives and our day-to-day is pre-planned. Mm. You know, 10 years ago, if I wanted to ask somebody the time, or if I wanted to ask for directions, or to understand some piece of trivia, or even plan a visit to somebody, you could just ask somebody or talk to them. But now the answer for all of these is to just use your phone.
Just so use your phone. True. And if you ask, people might look at you funny and wonder why you're not Googling it.
Exactly. You know, even if you go to something like looking for a date, it's not to look outwardly, you know, on a face-to-face context. Predominantly, it's looking your phone, and there are dating apps galore to solve that problem for people.
So tell me then, how do you do it? Let's say you're in a crowd and you want to break the ice and make small talk with a stranger. What do you say?
Well, first of all, there's a real societal responsibility for us to have our public spaces planned for those kinds of happen-upons. So, you know, firstly, putting yourself into that situation becomes really important. So shared connection with other people can be a very good way to tee yourself up for those meetings of strangers or happen upon. So look, the classic, you know, joining clubs, having societies. The second thing I always say is take a beat. If you meet somebody, if you say hello, if you say excuse me, if you say how are you doing, take a beat.
Because what do you mean by take a beat?
Take a beat is take a breath.
Oh.
Take a stop, because oftentimes the focus is on small talking. And actually the interested person is just as important as the interesting one.
So talk
about small listening.
Yeah.
So actually focus on small listening. Taking a beat is just waiting and saying, look, I'm present here. I'm not going to move on from this interaction. I'm just going to leave a second, 2 seconds for this to see whether or not this could actually open up into a broader conversation.
Well, what's the balance there? Is 2 or 3 or 4 seconds and you're standing there like a bit of a weirdo looking
You're down to milliseconds, Cormac. It's real milliseconds. It comes down to your how well you know the person. And the situation, you look, it's the same with personal space. Like personal space in an elevator is a lot different to personal space.
But tell me this. I think you've touched on something really important there. People sometimes, if there's a silence in an interaction, get very nervous, don't they? Is there anything you can do to kind of not be nervous in that silence?
Really ground yourself into it. This is going back to actually being present within your own body and getting out of your head. So when in psychology, if we're talking about somebody being stuck in their own head, what we will try and do is say, well, actually get out of your head and into your body. So find the ground beneath your feet. Find something to anchor off. If it is that you're touching the wall, if you are able to just feel yourself more grounded in your body rather than your mind racing going, how can I end this conversation? Am I looking? Am I standing too hard? Am I taking too long? Am I saying too much? You know, oftentimes when we meet somebody for the first time, two things occur to us after we leave the conversation. We say, oh, I should have said something, or I should have said more. And the second thing we often say, Cormac, is why did I say that?
Yeah.
Why did I say that?
I know.
Small talk offers that, where we're talking about things like the weather, celebrity gossip, the sport. They're just invisible choreographs. Ways to say I'm connecting with you without really saying much of real significance at the start, but it's leaving yourself open to connecting and perhaps letting friendship blossom. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, very good. The main, according to this research, finally, the main icebreakers for making small talk with a stranger is, we'll go from 5 to 1 and then we'll leave it at that, Padraig, and people can text us to see if they have a better one. 5 is travel, then the news, then sport, then pets, and then certainly here in Ireland anyway, the weather. So there you go. If you have a better icebreaker for to begin a conversation with a stranger, let me know to 51551. He's done it again. Padraig Walsh from changeable.ie. Thank you very much indeed for that.